In the mid-1970s, Robert Towne was considered the hottest screenwriter Hollywood had seen since the studio days. In three consecutive years, his scripts for The Last Detail, Chinatown, and Shampoo received Oscar nominations, and Chinatown won the honor. But people wondered about his promise. In the 80s, he made only one film, till now. Robert Towne's back with Tequila Sunrise, and film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Robert Towne is probably the best screenwriter in America. And everybody in Hollywood knows it, but that doesn't mean he can always get his films made. His writer-director credit on Tequila Sunrise marks the first time his name has been on a movie screen since 1982, when he wrote and directed Personal Best. And since the box office failure of that remarkable movie, there have been several years when, in Lotusland parlance, Towne couldn't get arrested. I don't know whether Tequila Sunrise will change his luck. It may be too complicated and too unsensational for Christmas audiences. But it's also a fleet, sexy, extremely intelligent piece of movie-making. And if there's any justice, it'll vault Towne back to the top of the Hollywood heap. Tequila Sunrise is about the meanings of friendship. It's the story of two Southern California high school buddies who've drifted down different paths. McCusick, played by Mel Gibson, has become a drug dealer, although he's trying hard to give that up. And Nick Freesia, played by Kurt Russell, has become a cop who now finds himself in the prickly position of having to catch his old pal in the act and put him behind bars. The cat-and-mouse game is made even more tantalizing by the woman they're both wooing, Joanne, who's played by Michelle Pfeiffer. She's a coolly beautiful restaurant owner who becomes the movie's moral heartbeat. As she and Nick drift into their affair, Towne's screenplay begins to simmer.
And you'd heard about Mac.
Well, sooner or later, you hear everything in a restaurant.
And he's never asked you out?
No. You're still suspicious.
If I was, what difference would it make? You'd talk me out of it.
That's not it.
No?
No. You're just suspicious of any woman who hasn't slept with you.
Joanne? That is a wildly off-the-wall assumption.
What is it, Nick? You need some chapstick or some lip gloss or something? Because your lips keep getting stuck on your teeth. Or is that your idea of a smile?
The romantic triangle at the center of the movie is like a working model of the moral principles Towne has been exploring throughout his career. Joanne cares no more for the customary definitions of right and wrong than Towne does. Between cop and drug dealer, whom will she choose? The answer is the man who lies the least. Towne's characters always invent their own morality. They shrug off conventional rules in favor of a code that's somehow loftier and more stringent, a code that reveals itself only in their deeds. In Tequila Sunrise, the mesh and clash of moral codes is as fascinating as the opulent, twisty plot. Friendship clashes with romance. The law clashes with right and wrong. And the lustrous cinematography and editing keep things at full boil from the moment the movie opens. The dialogue has Towne's steely, naturalistic rhythms, at once artless and perfectly honed, and the actors deliver it with a delicious subtlety that'll keep audiences on their toes. Besides, there's something to be said for sheer thespian gorgeousness on a movie screen. Gibson and Pfeiffer and Russell aren't just an acting ensemble, they're a sensory feast. And so is Tequila Sunrise. Its silky textures and quicksilver rhythms give it an amazing tactile richness. You don't just watch this movie, you bask in it.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.